This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Israel beginning today. This will be the second visit of Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. The two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, agriculture, water management, trade and economy and people-to-people exchanges. The leaders are also expected to exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Mr. Modi will also call on President of Israel, Isaac Herzog. Minister of External Affairs said the visit will reaffirm the deep and long-standing strategic partnership between the two countries and will present an opportunity to review the common challenges as well as realign efforts towards achieving their shared vision for a robust partnership between two resilient democracies. The 10th meeting of India-Israel Joint Working Group, JWG, on counter-terrorism was held in New Delhi yesterday. Joint Secretary Counter-Terrorism in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Vinod Bahare, and Head of Bureau Strategic Affairs Division, Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Israel, Nahadev Eskar, led the delegations. The meeting underscored the importance of bilateral cooperation in countering terrorism, reflecting the spirit and breadth of India-Israel strategic partnership. Both sides unequivocally and strongly condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, including cross-border terrorism, and reaffirmed the principle of zero tolerance towards terrorism. They strongly condemned the brutal terror attacks in both countries, including heinous 7th October 2023 terror attack in Israel, the dastardly terrorist attack in Pehelgam, Jammu and Kashmir on 22nd April 2025, and other terror acts that have emphasized the urgent need to hold the perpetrators of these heinous acts accountable. Both sides emphasize that confronting terrorism requires concerted action in a sustained and comprehensive manner. The Union Cabinet has approved the proposal for alteration of name of state of Kerala as Keralam. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, after approval of the Cabinet, the President of India will refer a bill, namely the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026, to the State Legislative Assembly of Kerala for expressing its views. The minister said, after receipt of the views of the State Legislative Assembly of Kerala, Government of India will take further action and the recommendation of President will be obtained for introduction of the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 for alteration of name of State of Kerala as Keralam in Parliament. He said Legislative Assembly of Kerala had passed a resolution on 24th June 2024 to alter the name of the State of Kerala to Keralam. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approves three multi-tracking projects covering eight districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the projects is 9,072 crore rupees and will be completed by 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnaw said the projects are doubling of the Gondia-Jabalpur railway line, addition of the third and fourth lines between Punarak and Kiul in Bihar, and also the third and fourth lines between Kamharia and Chandil in Jharkhand. India abstained in the UN General Assembly last night on a draft resolution that called for an immediate, full and unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The draft resolution was adopted by the 193-member UN General Assembly, with 107 nations voting in favour, 12 against and 51 abstentions. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan's hopes of reaching the semi-finals suffered a major blow after England clinched a dramatic 2-wicket victory in their Group 2 Super 8 match at Palikele International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka last night. Today, Sri Lanka will take on New Zealand in a Group 2 Super 8 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.